It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 4th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American novelist and screenwriter McKinley Canter, born in Webster City, Iowa in 1904. He wrote more than 30 novels, several set during the American Civil War, and was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1956 for his novel Andersonville. He also wrote the novel Gettysburg. Canter was the second child and only son in his family. His father, John Martin Canter, was a native-born Swedish Jew descended from a long line of rabbis who had posed as Protestant clergymen. He attended the local schools and described the small public library as his university. He won a writing contest with his first story, Purple, while he was still in high school. From 1928 to 1934, he wrote numerous stories for pulp fiction magazines. This was to earn a living and support his family. These works included crime stories and mysteries. In 1928, he published his first novel, Diversity, set in Chicago, Illinois. Achieving some success by 1934, he began to submit short stories to the Slick magazines. His Rogues Gallery, published in Collier's in August 1935, became his most frequently reprinted story. It was also during this time that he wrote his first novel about the American Civil War, Long Remember, published in 1934, set at the Battle of Gettysburg. As a boy and as a teenager in Iowa, Canter had spent hours listening to stories told by Civil War veterans, and he was an avid collector of first-hand narratives. During World War II, he reported from London as a correspondent for a Los Angeles newspaper. After flying with some bombing missions, he asked for and received training to operate the bomber's turret machine guns, although he was not actually in service, and although this violated regulations. Canter interviewed numerous wounded troops whose thoughts and ideas inspired much of his later work. During his assignment with the Army in World War II, he entered the Buchenwald concentration camp as it was liberated on April 14, 1945. During the next decade, that experience informed his research for and writing of Andersonville, his masterpiece about the Confederate prisoner of war camp. One of the problems he struggled with in Germany and afterward was how to think about the civilians who lived nearby. As he fought to understand, he developed ideas which he expressed in his novel, in which he portrayed some civilian Southerners sympathetically, in contrast to the officers at the camp. The parallel with those who live near Buchenwald in Germany is intriguing and inspired debate as to how much the neighbors of that horrific place, as well as the Andersonville facility, really knew about what went on there. Canter died of a heart attack in 1977 at age 73 at his home in Sarasota, Florida. Although he was not a professional historian, his meticulous research and his compelling style did much to make the history he wrote about come alive for millions of his readers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 4th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.